Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in, joining us again tonight, and a very happy new year to everyone listening. I hope you all had a blessed time with your families and loved ones and are ready to bring in the new year. So tonight's message is from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and it's a revelation of the end times. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess. And yes, it's good to be back again, Jess. We've had a long break, and it's good to be back with you, saints that are listening to this program. And I also, like Jess just said, I wish you a happy new year and a blessed, fruitful new year. The message I have to start off with this new year is very relevant. It's Matthew 24, and obviously, it's the Lord speaking. It's the greatest prophet ever, our Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling us what's going to happen. And as I read and reveal to you, it's already happening, Jess, as you know, because what I'm going to read is before our eyes. Okay, so brothers and sisters, this could take four inserts. It could take just three, but definitely more than two, because it's a very big subject. And I'm Jess only going to give an overview because I was just praying with Jess earlier, brothers and sisters, and I'm sharing with her that the first four verses we could spend a month on. Because it's such an in-depth book. So I would urge you, as you are listening to me and as you are hearing what I'm saying, I'd urge you to take your Bibles and continually read Matthew 24. Just read it through, read it through. I read it maybe twice a month, Jess. And I urge you, Jess, as well, after we finish, because the Lord Jesus is telling us what's going to happen in the last days. All right, so let's have a quick word of prayer and we'll kick in. Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for Jess. I thank you for those that are listening. It's good to be back speaking about the word of God with brothers and sisters in Christ. And may you find this message encouraging and exciting. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Jess. All right, Jess. So we're going to turn to Matthew 24, and I'm going to read from verse 1. And I'm going to be going through quite a bit today. So, guys, follow me if you've got your Bibles. I'm going to read not too much to start with, and I'm going to share a bit. Okay, the Word of God says this. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another. That shall not be thrown down." So the disciples came out of the temple Solomon built. It must have been fabulous. Must have been awesome, Jess. And but the Lord looked at it and he said what I just read. Now, just to clarify something that happened here. In AD 70, that's some 40 years after the Lord made that prediction, Titus, the Roman general, came. And sacked Israel. He sacked Jerusalem. And he burnt the temple down. He set fire to the temple. Now, one of the reasons, one of the, I think it is a very good reason, and it's true, why there was not one stone upon another, Jess, this is very interesting for you, is when Solomon's artisans and craftsmen built that phenomenal building, they laid in between those massive blocks and stones gold, pure gold. So they didn't put grouting in, they put gold in. The only way the Romans could get that gold out was by setting fire and pushing the blocks over. And then they could extract the gold. So when Jesus said, "Not one block will be upon another," he knew, well, he knows all, doesn't he? That's what happened. And then the Romans got in and took it. So that happened, that was predicted, and it came to pass. And what I'm going to carry on reading now. And the little subtitle here is called The Signs of the Times and the End of the Age, because I believe truly we're in the end of the age. Now, let me read first. And Jess, you will see already, and the readers, the listeners will also see as they read what I'm going to read now. Well, it doesn't need a lot of explaining. So let's move on now. So I'm going to be reading from verse 3. So we're still in Matthew 24, verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? They knew he was coming back again. Okay, they knew that he'd really come. This is the second coming they're talking about. And funny, Jess, they were sitting on the Mount of Olives. His second coming is predicted. I think it's in the book of Zechariah. Where is he coming back to? The Mount of Olives. Yes. Okay, that's where he's going to be. So it's just awesome when you read this. And verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. This is the beginning. Now, first of all, he says, do not be deceived. All right, Jess. How many false prophets? So everybody in this world at the moment is a prophet. Is prophet somebody who else? I don't know what's happening to the pastors, but they're not around anymore. They're all prophets or apostles, right? But the Lord said, be very careful you're not deceived, because what these men and women are preaching is not scriptural.
Yeah.
It's not scriptural. Now, I'm just going to run back up again. I'm going to make my mark so I don't get lost here, guys. And it says here, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, how many wars are going at the moment? The biggest war that could go into the last war is in where? Israel. That's exactly what it's happening right there. That's one of the wars. One of the wars. I mean, the Houthis are fighting with us from Yemen. Pakistan is fighting with India. Iran is fighting with Pakistan. I mean, it's just, well, that's what the Lord said. Okay, so he said that. See that you're not troubled. So be assured again. I'm going to probably say this a few times to you, Jess, and the listeners. Don't be troubled, because it's got to happen. So, so what you should be actually is excited. Okay?
Yeah.
Because the worse it gets, the quicker who comes? The Lord. Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not making light of this.
No.
Okay? But don't be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom is exactly what's happening. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. Famines, large parts of Africa alone are starving. China is starving. Mm-hmm. Korea, North Korea, they've got no food. Pestilences. Well, we had COVID, didn't we, a year ago, 2 years ago. Right? There's more coming. Earthquakes. Well, every time I listen to the news or get a broadcast, there's an earthquake somewhere. Volcanoes in Iceland last week. Massive. And these are all the beginning of the sorrow. So this is the beginning of what's going to happen to us, guys. Read your Bible. Or if you know somebody that you can trust who's a Bible preaching pastor, or man of God, or woman of God, listen to what they say, as long as they bring the scriptures. Okay, so we're going to move on a bit now. Verse 9 says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my sake. Wow. That's a bit of a tough one. But, you know, I live in London at the moment, as Jess knows, in the UK. She's in South Africa. I've got my son living in America. I've got spiritual sons and daughters in Australia and in Canada. The name of Jesus, Jess, is hated now. Mm-hmm. It's not loved. You know, every other religion is promoted, but Christianity and the name of the Father is always put down. Okay? I'm finding that more and more, actually. It's very sad. But then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, lawlessness. I don't even want to mention countries. Yeah, lawlessness. There's just no law. It seems to me, Jess, that the perpetrator gets away with it and the victim is the one that's in trouble. And you see, because of what's happening, many Christians he's talking about, or believers, their hearts will grow cold. Oh, well, if this is what's happening, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be a Christian. I mean, and they walk away. That's what he's saying here. And the falling away, which is spoken about in Thessalonians, is happening before our eyes.
Yeah.
The falling away.
I know
many Christians that are backslidden, Jess. Many. Not serving God anymore. Now, in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So, obviously, there's nations that still need to hear the word of God because the end hasn't come. All right? I believe, this is a little bit of a, I'm putting something in here. Forgive me, Lord, I'm not bragging. Is every time I go into the mission field and reach the lost in different countries, I am making the Lord's coming a bit quicker. Because every nation we reach is another one ticked off the box. You know, tick, tick.
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at? So let's keep doing this. Let's keep going for this. Okay. So brothers and sisters, I would urge you, that's the first part of the series. I'm going to close now because there's a lot for you to think about there. Remember, there's nothing to be fearful about because it's going to happen. Everything in Matthew 24, what's happening today is where you need, it's got cross references right back to the prophets, right back to the Psalms, right back to everybody, the patriarchs, all spoke about this time. So brothers and sisters, look at the times, what's happening in the world, wherever you're living, and go back and read what the Lord said. Many will be deceived. Many will fall away. We have people in the UK at the moment that are being persecuted for standing outside an abortion clinic praying, not loudly, and they've been accused of hate speech. And it's so ridiculous, just they're in court. How do you know what I'm thinking?
That's ridiculous. It's sad.
So that's where we're going to stop for this morning. But I'm going to just put a ball in your court, Jess. Maybe you've got a question to ask, or maybe you want to comment on what I've just mentioned. And then we're going to close in prayer and get on to next week's one. Next week.
Yeah. So I was just going to ask, do you, like, what are the main things to kind of look out for, or to kind of, you know, have in the back of your mind when, like you said, like everyone these days, it claims to be a prophet, and there are so many false prophets, and there are going to continue to be so many more. How do you, like, differentiate? Like, how do you see through what is true and what is false? Obviously, scripture, but I mean, I've seen a lot of false prophets still use scripture.
Yes,
so,
yes.
besides that, how do you know?
Well, Jess, that's a good question. You've got to look. And it's a really good question, and I hope I can answer it for you. You've got to look with your spiritual eyes.
Yeah.
You've got to listen to what that man or woman is saying to you. And like you said, does it add up to scripture? Okay, that's number one, or number two even. And number three, Jess, is does his lifestyle match what he's preaching? Because, every week, literally almost every week, I read about somebody falling. Another pastor's fallen, X, Y, Z. So the Lord said, he said at the beginning of what I was reading to you, do not be deceived. And later on, when I speak to the folks next week with you, Jess, he says, because even the very elect will be deceived. So don't think yourself higher than me or me above you, because he said even the elect can be deceived. So we've got to be very careful to that. So brothers and sisters, work through that. I'm going to be working on with you next week, the Great Tribulation. That's the next section we're going to work about. Time, unfortunately, is run out for us. So I want to close in prayer, and then I'm going to hand over to Jess just to close for us until next week. Father God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this word. I thank you, Father God, that your word is true. especially in Matthew 24, because Father, it's you speaking and it's you prophesying the end times that we're living in. So Father, may all these listeners and Jess and myself be blessed, kept safe till next week. Yours in Christ, Fergus.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, and thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. We hope you enjoyed it, and we're so happy to be back with you. So if any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our prayer email address, which is mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com, and Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So we'll see you all next week, and don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.
God bless.